Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, that's 21a, and we are about three quarters of the way down the Amud. We are at the beginning of the second wide line, third word in, where it says Tanu Rabbanan. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We're in the middle of discussing various aspects of mourning, and we're talking about things that mourners are forbidden to do. One of the things, not mentioned in the list that we mentioned in the previous recording, one of the things that an avel is not allowed to do is wear tefillin, and the question is for how long. So the Shiva period, you know, as we know, we break mourning into different time periods. Usually we say Shiva is the most intense mourning period, which is the first 7 days, then Shloshim until the 30th day, and then for a parent, Ad Yud Bet Chodesh for an entire year of 12 months. However, we have seen, we've discussed a few times, that even within Shiva, you can break the Shiva down into a couple of different components. First of all, I don't know if we've discussed this yet, but the first period of time after someone dies before they're buried, the mourners are not yet technically mourners. They are in a state called aninut. And that aninut is almost surely from the Torah, and that they're in that in-between period of time. After their loved one is buried, once there is a kavura, then they become avelim, they become mourners. And there is some discussion, there's a dispute among the Rishonimists if that first day of mourning is required by the Torah or not. If it is the same day on which the person died, so the day of Aninut and the day of Avilut are the same, then for sure it is, or most likely it is, but if they're different days, perhaps not. So that first day, we'll see, is defined as a Yom Mar, the bitter day of death, that first day. However, we've seen a couple of times in our Gemara that the first 3 days of Shiva are also considered to be a more intense period of time in the Shiva. A little later in the Gemara, on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Bet, the Gemara is going to say, Shloshi Yamim Lebechi. The first 3 days of the Shiva period are for crying. In fact, there's even an idea that you shouldn't go pay a Shiva call the first 3 days because you allow the people to finish their crying before you come to comfort them. And then the rest of the days of Shiva, says the Gemara, are lahesped, are for eulogizing, remembering the deceased. So perhaps we can make a distinction between the first 3 days, as we've tried to do a number of times, and the additional days. So that's where our Gemara is going to start by dealing with that related to tefillin. Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis taught. Avel Shloshi Yamim Harishonim, a mourner for the first 3 days of the Shiva, Asur Laniach Tefillin, it is forbidden for him to put on his tefillin. Mishlishi Ve'elech, from the third day on, Ushlishi Bichlal, but the third day counts as one of them, Mutar Laniach Tefillin, it is permitted for him to put on tefillin. So the first question is, we have to understand the nature of the third day. There are two ways to understand it. One way is that we're talking about the 3 days of Bechi, and all we're saying is that Miktzat Hayom Kukulo, the beginning of the third day, counts as the whole third day. So after waiting a short period of time, the Avel would then be able to put on tefillin. He just wouldn't be able to put on tefillin right in the very, very beginning of the day, like, you know, that moment before sunrise, which is the earliest time to put on talis and tefillin, he wouldn't be able to put on that. He'd have to wait an hour or so. But then after that, because of the principle that part of a day counts as the whole day, he would be able to put on tefillin. And if we argue that way, then the opinion here of the Tanakhama, which is Rabbi Eliezer, is that the essential component of mourning is 3 days. So you have to wait 3 days for the most in the bechia part, the crying part of the Shiva to be over, and then you can put on tefillin. And the idea there would be that tefillin are described, as we saw this on Daf Tet Vav, on Daf 15, the tefillin are called by Yechezkel Pe'er, glory, and here you are in your grief. So real raw grief and glory don't go together. So you cannot put on your tefillin, which are Pe'er, until you've at least finished your bechi. However, Rashi describes it slightly differently. Rashi says, "De ikar avelut eino ela shnei yamim." Our Rashi says that really the reason he can put on tefillin on the third day is because the essence of avelut is only 2 days long. So not 100% clear whether the essence, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is 2 days or 3 days. Then he goes on and says, "V'imbo panim chadashot," and if new faces come, that is people who had not yet comforted in him or who were not at the funeral. In this way, we see again a similarity between mourning and celebrating. Just like when you say Sheva Brachos, you need to have panim chadashot. Here, the existence of panim chadashot in mourning. So the existence of Panim Chadashot in Sheva Brachos heightens the joy. So you can say Sheva Brachos whenever there are new people that you haven't celebrated with it. Yet, here we have the opposite. The existence of new faces who come to hear about your grief heightens and makes more bitter the mourning. And so you are cast back into the Bechia, into the crying. V'imbo Panim Chadashot, so Gemara says, if new faces come, Eino choletz divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So if you put on his tefillin on the third day, and then lo and behold, some new people that he hadn't seen yet come to comfort him on the third day, we might think that he has to take off his tefillin. Now, he either has to take off his tefillin because, again, they are pe'er, and he is now, when he sees the Panim Chadashot, reduced back into his crying period, and so therefore he should take off his tefillin. Or perhaps, as Rashi suggests, we don't want to give them the wrong idea. If they see him wearing tefillin on the third day, they might think that he also put on tefillin on the second and first day, and they might bechoshiate him for doing the wrong thing. So if he takes the tefillin off, it shows that he is still respecting his loved ones. But Rabbi Eliezer says, on the third day already, you do not take the tefillin off. So you put them on the third day, and you don't take them off, even if Panim Chadash will come. Rabbi Yeshua is going to disagree with Rabbi Eliezer on both counts. First, he's going to say, Avel, Shloshi Yamim Harishonim Asur Laniach Tefillin. A mourner for the first 2 days is forbidden to put on his tefillin. Misheni, from the second day, Visheni Bichlal, Mutar Laniach Tefillin, it is permitted to put on tefillin. So Rabbi Yeshua does the same thing, but he takes off 1 day. That is, for the first day, he doesn't put on tefillin at all, it's forbidden. But already, the second day, he can put on tefillin. And we can give either of the same explanations. Either the second day is Miktas Hayom Kukulo, he just waits an hour, and then that counts as the second day, and then he can put on tefillin. Or we could argue, and this is what Rashi says, Ikar Avelut Eino Ella Yom Echad. The essential mourning is just that first day. Already by the second day, you can put on tefillin because it's not the essential or most bitter part of the mourning. So that's the first part. And Rabbi Yeshua now disagrees on the second part as well. V'imbau panim chadashot, if new faces come, if people that haven't comforted him before come on the second day, choletz, he does take off the tefillin. He does take off his tefillin. So Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua disagree on two accounts. Rabbi Eliezer says that he cannot put tefillin on until the third day, and Rabbi Yeshua says he cannot put it on until the second day. And Rabbi Eliezer says on the third day he does not take off his tefillin if you put them on, whereas Rabbi Yeshua says on the second day, which is his day when you put on the tefillin, you do take them off. Amar of Matana. So Rav Matana said, and I'm now 2, 4, 6 lines down in the wide lines. My time ad Rabbi Eliezer. What is the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer? Dichtiv, as is written, Vayitimu Yemei Bechi Evel Moshe. When Moshe died, it said that they finished, Vayitimu Yemei, the days of Bechi, the crying of Evel Moshe, the mourning for Moshe. So as is its general way, the Gemara here is going to understand Yemei, days, in its minimum sense. The minimum number that you can have that's plural days is 2 days. That's how Rashi understands it, that therefore the essential mourning is 2 days. Now there may be another way to understand it in which you could say it's Yemei Bechi. We saw that earlier in the Masechta, so that really it's 3 days, but then Miktas Hayom Kukulo. But the simplest way of reading this drasha, the way Rashi reads it, is that Yimei means that the essential, most bitter part of the morning is Yimei, 2 days. Amar Rav Eina, my time is Rabbi Yeshua. Rav Eina says, what's the reasoning for Rabbi Yeshua that he can put on tefillin on the second day? Dichtiv, and he quotes here from Amos, the Acharita, Ki Yom Mar, her end is like a bitter day. So the day of death is a Yom Mar, it's the bitter day, but here it's in the singular, it's Yom, it's 1 day. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua really thinks that the essential mourning is only 1 day. So therefore, by the second day, you can put on your tefillin. I don't know how you'd explain that according to the idea that that it's really 2 days and Miktas Hayom Kukulo. I don't know where you get the second day from this drasha. Okay, but now we're going to see what each of them does with the other pasuk. Rabbi Yeshua nami hakti vayitamu yimei b'chi evel Moshe, or v'gomer. Rabbi Yeshua also has this pasuk that says that there were days of the mourning of Moshe. How does he deal with that? Amar lecha, he'll say to you, Shiny Moshe, Moshe is different. Moshe is not the normal case. It's a different case. We can't learn from it. Why? Ditakif avle, that his mourning was very intense. The Jewish people were very, very sad when Moshe died. They really felt like they'd lost their leader who had taken them out of Mitzrayim and led them to the Midbar, even if they weren't, you know, always so easy to deal with and they weren't always so nice to Moshe. When they lost him, the mourning was extremely intense, more intense than normal. So we don't learn the halacha from that case. Rabbi Elazar nami hak tiv yacharita kiyomar. Rabbi Elazar also has this pasuk that says that the bitter day is only one day. So how does he deal with that? He says ikar merira chad yomahu. The essential bitterness is only one day, but that's just bitterness. The bichia, the crying, is really 2 days or 3 days long. And so therefore you can't really, even though the first day is even more bitter than the second day, you can't put on tefillin to the third day because the tefillin are more connected to, let's say, the bechi than to the crying, than to the miriru, than to the bitterness of that first moment of realizing that you've lost your loved one. Okay, so we have such a machloket. How do we paskin? We are 5 lines up from the bottom. Amar Ula. Ula, the Amora, says, Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer b'chalitza. The law is like Rabbi Elazar related to taking off the tefillin. In other words, on the third day when you put on tefillin, which everyone, both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar, agree, if panim chadash will come, you don't take the tefillin off. So we agree with Rabbi Eliezer that you don't take the tefillin off on the third day. The halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua b'hanacha, but the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua related to putting them on. In other words, it is mutar, it's permitted for a mourner to put on the tefillin on the second day. He does not have to wait till the third day. However, that leaves us with one question, which the Gemara will ask. Ibayalahu, they asked the students in the Beit Midrash this question. So what about Basheni Le'ula? What about the second day, according to Ula, Choletz o Eino Choletz? Does he have to take it off or not? Since we're following Rabbi Eliezer, we know that he doesn't have to take them off on the third day, and we know that he can put them on the second day, but if Panim Chadash would come on the second day, does he have to take the tefillin off or not? Tashma, come and learn. Amar Ula. Ula said, Choletz umaniach afilu mea peamim. He has to take them off and put them on even 100 times. Meaning, and he must be, it seems we can logically infer that he must be referring to the second day, which is the only day available to talk about, that Ula feels that even though we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer on the third day that you don't take them off, that on the second day we agree with Rabbi Yeshua that you do take them off, and anytime Panim Chadash has come, even 100 times, you'd have to take off the tefillin, on the tefillin, off the tefillin, on the tefillin. Tanya Namihachi, and we have a brisa that supports this point of view. Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Yehuda ben Tema says, Choletz umaniach afilu mea peamim, that you should take them off and put them on even 100 times. We don't really paskin this way exactly. Well, we'll get to Rava in a second. We don't paskin this way exactly. As it is, this Gemara seems to go against the Gemara in Daf Tet Vav that said, Avel asur ba'aniach tefillin, which sounds like an Avel shouldn't put on tefillin all 7 days. And here we're limiting it only to the first day, actually. By the second day, you can put on tefillin. But there is an idea that's mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah that a mourner should avoid putting on his tefillin in front of others. That it's best if a mourner puts on his tefillin by himself and then just and has them on by the time people come to the Shiva house to say the minyan. There is such an idea that when people come to comfort you and your mourning becomes sharper, that it's not appropriate to wear tefillin. Okay, we have one other opinion here, though. Rava Amar, 2 lines up from the bottom. Kevan Shehiniach, Shuv Eino Choletz. Nope, once you put on your tefillin, you don't put them off. So even though we learned by Ula that we follow Rabbi Elazar on the third day, we just don't know what happens on the second day. So Rava says, no, once you're allowed to put on tefillin and you put the tefillin on, then you don't take them off. And that perhaps reflects back into that same teaching I was just saying, that once the mourner puts on his tefillin, then he's not going to take them off. So let him put them on, but not in front of other people, and then he won't take them off when the mourners come to the house. Problem is, why would Rava hold this way? Because Rava is basically saying you can put tefillin on the second day and then not take them off. The Harava hu de Amar halacha ketana didan. But it was Rava who said just a little bit earlier that the halacha is like artana de Amar shlosha, who says 3 days. We saw in our previous recording that Rava holds that the first 3 days of mourning are the most important days of mourning. That's interesting. Either Rava is here, believes that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Ikar Avelut is 3 days, or perhaps Rava is a third opinion. Perhaps we could say Rabbi Yoshua thinks that the essential part of mourning is Achrita Yomar, is the first day. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that the essential aspect of mourning is 2 days, and that's why you can put on tefillin. You may b'chi evel Moshe, the days of mourning for Moshe, on the third day you can put on tefillin. And perhaps Rava is the next opinion, which is it's not 1 day and it's not 2 days, but it's actually all 3 days. So that's the question. Rava holds that 3 days is the Ikar Avilut. So we flip the daf to Amud Bet. We're just going to do two more words. The Gemara answers, mitzvah shiny. And there are some girsas that say mitzvah tefillin shiny. That this mitzvah of tefillin, which is a Torah mitzvah, is different. It's true that Rava thinks that the essential part of mourning is 3 days, but he's not saying that's d'oraita. Perhaps Rava would only hold that the first day is from the Torah, but even if we argue that the first 3 days are the main part of the mourning, if it has to do with tefillin, which is a mitzvah d'oraita, only the first day. We don't do it already by the second day. Rava would hold that you can put on tefillin. Whereas in other examples, let's say perhaps She'ilat Shalom or other things that we'll get to, he might hold that you would wait for all the first 3 days. We'll stop there at the top of Amud Bet. Have a wonderful day.